Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don.
Giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, steady trying to be about the business too, y'all. I'm doing all I can. But you know what's crazy? In the efforts that I make, I can do more. You know, my father used to tell me something when I was growing up. He said, son, when you've done your best and you've done all you can, sit still for a second and just do a little bit more. Always remember that. He said, when you've done the best you can and you can done all you can think of, he said, sit still for a minute and do some more. And you know what I've discovered in my life? I always have a little more. I ain't ever just out completely. I can't take another step. There ain't another breath in me. There ain't another thought I can produce. I'm never completely out, man. Just take a rest for a minute, man. And then just do a little bit more. And that I can't tell you how many times that's helped me get over the top. You know, I was watching a documentary about people climbing Mount Everest and how difficult climbing Mount Everest was. And how they have on the hill something called like a death zone or killing zone where the majority of people run out of oxygen and they have to turn back. Well, what's crazy is it's right in view of the summit. You can actually see the top of Mount Everest from there. But it's that little bit that's left that's just most difficult. Now, I forgot all the reasons why they said most people don't make it from there and more people have lost their lives in that area. I don't know what it is. But the people that make it to the top of Mount Everest, they all had to go through that same zone or that same area. But they had a little bit more that allowed them to get to the top. You know, a lot of people have had accidents up there trying that, so I'm not even really sure if Mount Everest analogy is a good one. But let's just break it down a little bit more. Let's just talk about life. There's a poem I learned back when I was pledging. It's called Don't Quit. The author's unknown, but the poem was called Don't Quit. And I had to memorize it. I memorized this poem when I was 18, 19. But the poem stayed in my head. I'm going to try to remember it right now. I'm going to say it for you, but there's a stanza in it that talks about how many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. You know, that's a stanza that always sticks out in my mind. I'm going to say, I can memorize one. Hold on, right. Okay, this is the poem. The author is unknown. The name of the poem is Don't Quit. It goes like this. If I make a mistake, I'm just trying to drum it up. So here we go. It says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when your funds are low and your debts are high, when you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. For life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. It's your silver tint of your clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. Okay, I remembered it. Cool. I remembered it because I had a special method of helping you remember stuff back then, but I remembered it. And that poem right there has kept me a lot of times. You know, we often talk about scripture and everything, and I don't see how I could live without it. But every now and then, man, somebody has a writing. God puts a writing on somebody's heart that delivers a message, man, that can help people. I use every motivational tool that I possibly can to climb this ladder of success or try to be the best father and the best husband I can be. I've done a lot of changing over the years, and so have you. But change is necessary in order to grow. If you don't make changes, folks, you can't grow. I was a young man on my set. I kept looking at him, man, a sharp little young dude just on my set. And he had these dreads, and I mean, they were super long, man. They were well below the middle of his back. I mean, they were just long. And he kept talking to me, and he kept talking to me and talking to me. Now, I know somebody gonna take this the wrong way, but this is my story, so, you know, feel how you want to feel. I already know the emails is coming. You talking about it? So young man kept talking to me, and I said, hey, man, you know, you do your a huge self a favor in the business you're in if you got a haircut. You would do yourself a huge favor. I said, your image is everything, man. I said, you keep stopping me in the hallway to try to tell me what you're doing, what you are. But all I see is your hair. And I keep trying to figure out what you're doing with all that hair, man. Now, you can feel how you want to feel, but I'm like an employer. I employ people. So when I'm walking through the hallway and I try to think of you traveling with me and you sitting in a meeting with me, I try to imagine you in your suit sitting there talking business with me. And so just like other employers are, I'm just having a real story with you. So I said, man, you ought to consider cutting your hair. He said, man, Mr. Harvey, I've been growing this hair since I was a little boy. I said, how old are you now? He said, 28. I said, well, how long you want to hang on to what you was when you was a little boy? You know, if you started growing your hair when you were a teenager, I mean, you're 28 now. And I said, so let me help you understand something. Let me ask you something. What does it do for you? He said, man, it's just who I am. I said, so you your hair? He said, no, but it's a part of me. I say, that part of you that you're hanging on to, what does it do for you? I just like it. Well, dog, I like ice cream. But if I hang on to ice cream and eat ice cream every single day, my body gonna reflect that. What is it that you hanging on to that you don't want to let go of that's prohibiting you from being what all you can be? See, it's hard to be what all you can be if you want to keep being all you was. Don't that make sense to you? So I can't tell you how many times I've had to change. Change is necessary to grow. You can't be all you can be if you want to keep hanging on to all you was. That don't make no sense. How do you go forward if you keep going backwards? You can't stay here and go there. Do you understand that? If you want to go over there, you must remove yourself from right here. Oh, I got right here is comfortable. I got right here is safe. But over there is where the shade is. Over there is where the fruit is. Over there is where the opportunity is. Over there is where the mountain of gold is. So why you stuck on here? You got to leave here to go over there. You can't be all you can be if you want to stay stuck on who you was. Change is growth is necessary, y'all. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, you are listening to the baddest morning show in the land. It is. Mm-hmm. It is, always is going to be, and always was, greatest morning show ever assembled. Good morning, good morning, good morning all. Shirley, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Steve.
You did.
Anyway, I'm fine, Steve. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good. What's going on, Junior?
Morning, Unc. How you doing, man?
Yeah, Carla's parking her car. She'll be in a minute.
Yeah.
Boo.
That's my dog, Uncle Steve. Top of the morning, Shirley. Junior, hey. What it do?
Everybody good?
I'm great.
Everybody good?
I only have a problem with one thing, and that's at night with these darn scary movie trailers. And I'm trying to go to sleep.
Because of Halloween?
Yes. Nah, it's too much.
Me at all.
They don't bother you?
No, I don't even watch it. Not when the World Series is on. I'm not watching.
Yeah. Now, you're not coming in here with that.
It's too much.
No, black people don't really do scary.
Exactly.
Black people don't have ghosts. We don't do that.
Exactly. That's why it scares me to
turn
see that
turn the channel,
stuff.
Though, Shirley.
Well, if it's ghosts in the house, why is we in the house?
Exactly, Steve.
Why are we here?
See, because there ain't no get rid of the ghost plan.
Mm-hmm. That little scary doll, Annabelle.
You know, if I'm walking and I hear, okay, we ain't walking no more.
No, we're done.
We hauling.
We should do a movie.
A scary movie?
But it's going to be so crazy. Because we ain't finna fall for another track. Ain't nobody falling.
Right.
The whole in my movie, house, all the black people just running at top speed. Ain't nobody fail.
Ain't nobody fail.
Ain't nobody turned around.
And we survived. Do we survive the entire movie?
Everybody's gonna survive.
Everybody, okay. What?
Yeah.
We actually gonna kill a ghost again.
Right. But we gonna kill him scared.
We actually run till it's daylight.
All I want to be in the movie, but all I want to do is scream with big eyes. That's all I want to do.
Well, you got that.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
We ain't going in there. When they say, don't go in there, cool. We ain't going to go. We ain't got
going. And you're going to respond to what the people in the audience are screaming at them.
Yeah. Here we go. So, Shirley, yell some stuff out that people holler at the movie, and I'm in the movie, I'll respond.
Okay. Don't open the door.
Ain't nobody opening that damn door.
looking at the camera, though.
Turn around. Go back.
We ain't going. We ain't got to go back. We not going forward.
Get in your car.
Get in the car.
What about your friends?
I don't know them people.
All right, we'll be back with something funny. It's time for Junior's Truth Be Told when we come back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. It is time for Junior's Truth Be Told.
Yeah, Shirley, you know, in the same vein of Halloween.
Oh, okay.
In the same vein.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you trick-or-treating,
yeah,
we should be able to recognize what you are. when you come to the door.
Oh, your costume?
Yeah, your costume. Uh-huh. We need to know off the bat.
Okay.
If you a ghost, you a ghost.
Okay.
If you a goblin, you a goblin.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't come to my door with these black costumes that I don't really recognize.
Yeah. All these hood outfits.
Yeah, these hood outfits. Like, you got $25.33. What is you? I'm a food stamp. You ain't coming to my door dressed like this. You know, I don't need a costume coming to the door. You child support papers. I don't really want to give to that. I'm not giving to that. You know, you're not coming over here as that. What is you? A box fan? You can't be a box fan coming to me. You got one blade. You spinning. I'm not finna be given to that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Judge the costume.
Yeah, I'm judging the costume. I want scary stuff, Dracula. You know, ghosts. You know, God. That's what. You know, you can't be all this other stuff nobody do. You know what I'm saying?
So you want a zombie?
Yeah.
A real,
you know what I'm saying? You 45, Dracula. You by yourself. What is you? A baby daddy. You can't be a baby daddy in my damn dope. <door. laughs> I'm not finna have that at my dope. I just want to let y'all know, if you come over here, I'm turning my light out on. You're not getting no candy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So I can't come as a bottle of OE?
No, you can't be over here as a bottle of OE. Yeah. Slish my liquor bull. Now, you come to the door, and it's 12 of y'all. It's just one adult and 12 kids. And I ask you what you is, you can't say I'm a baby mama. You can't be. At my door, all the kids different heights, different ages. Yeah, what is your? I'm a baby mama. Well, why? Why would you want this? Is Halloween.
Hood costumes is different, Junior.
Yeah, I know.
You come up to the door, you got foil all over you. Who are you, Ultraman? I'm a sword. You mean you a sword?
Use your mama's foil.
Or you got some styrofoam already around your waist and some aluminum over you, then you can be a to-go plate. You don't want to. You don't want to. I don't want them costumes at my door. That's just the truth.
You just got you got duct tape wrapped around your shoes. You come up there and just tell me you homeless.
I can just put a whole bunch of white lotion on me, Junior, and say I'm a perm when I walk in.
Yeah, you're a perm.
I'm a perm.
I'm a perm.
That's crazy.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. We don't want to see that this year.
You want some effort.
So
in
your costume. Yeah, invest you want some in effort, your costume.
Yeah, I want some scary
you
stuff.
You can't walk up to the door and you got six little girls with you and they open the door talking about what is you. I'm a pimp.
Oh, God. your costumes is too much.
That's hood stuff.
Yeah, that's hood stuff.
That's just hood stuff.
I've seen all this. Little boy with the brown T-shirt on. He talking about he the UPS.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Y'all come
what can brown do?
Y'all come in two. You come to the door. You a grown man. You got your child. But you got two cardboards.
Uh-huh.
They both got two cardboard boxes. Yeah. What are y'all? We TV sets. Take your grown ass off.
Yeah, how about this one right here? If I put on a long white gown, dingy, and I'm a chitlin, basically.
Yeah. I'm a chitlin. Man, go so somewhere. Wrong.
Or you just walk up to the door and you got your pajamas on. What are you, little girl? I'm a praise dancer.
In your pajamas.
There'll be no praise dancer.
Wow.
I didn't know.
So y'all
saying
step the costumes up.
Yeah, just don't be lazy on the costume. You know, put some effort
into it. Time and, energy and effort.
Creativity.
Invest in yourself.
You just knock on the door. Mm-hmm. You just knock on the door. Little fat boy knock on the door. And you open the door. He ain't got no costume on. Who is you? I'm me. I'm hungry.
Okay, Junior.
Dirty shirt, raggedy hat, grease all over my face. I'm a shade tree mechanic. Do that work right now?
No, fool. That
was
work.
Creative. Uh-huh.
No. I'm leaning down on the corner. You know what I'm saying? No, you can't be Lenny. All shade tree mechanic's name is Lenny. Go down
How
there
about
and let
this one right here?
Uh-oh.
Little boy walk up to the door with his daddy's gun. Hi, little boy. What are you? I'm a thief. Put all the candy in the bag.
Yeah, we can't have that. We can't have that. No, we can't have that.
Wow.
That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, happy Halloween. Yeah.
Shirley, what else you got?
Well, I just wanted to know. In this, well, now this is completely opposite. What are some of the? What's the dumbest thing you've ever done for love? Completely opposite.
Fall.
Fall in love.
You mean fall in? Yeah. He's so stupid.
He's stupid.
How long you give him now, Steve?
Fall. Just said, as married as he wanted.
He said Thanksgiving. Okay.
Oh, man. Fall.
About a month. Away. About a month away, nephew.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. What about you, Steve? What's the dumbest thing you've ever done for love?
Man.
I knew it.
Oh, Jesus.
The list.
Man.
Well, you want someone else to go, but while you,
yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
I tell you the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Go ahead.
Take her back after she cheated on me, and explain to my family why it was all right.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Ooh, that was stupid.
Yeah, that was.
I ain't never done that, Junior. I'm way older than you. I ain't never done that.
Yeah, I was 15 then.
Oh, well, you were 15.
Yeah,
okay.
You're young.
Okay.
I stole a necklace.
This is why you can't be president.
From the May Company.
Uh-huh. You can't be on the air, can't
for it? A girl.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have no money, and I was crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got caught going out the door.
Uh-huh.
White dude had on a sweatshirt, some gym shoes. He was fast, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was fast, too. Mm-hmm. Just wasn't quite fast enough.
You got out of the way.
He had me. And then when I gave him my jacket, though.
Hurry, wait, hang on, Steve. Tell us the end when we come back. We'll hear the end of Steve's story and Tommy's Run That Prank Back. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. All right, Steve.
So here what happened. I stole his necklace at the May Company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 11th, 12th grade. And I get to the door.
Yeah.
And the store detective said, excuse me, sir, I'd like to check your bag, please.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, for what? He said, just let me check it. I think you know for what. Mm-hmm. And so then I broke for the dough, but he grabbed my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was so thin then, that didn't mean nothing to me. It was damn near irrelevant. I slipped out that jacket so fast. I just let my arms go limp like spaghetti.
Yeah.
He had the jacket. That white dude, I got out on a prospect. That white boy started chasing me. That dude was fast. But he had no idea who he was chasing.
Pay the chip, baby.
No, dog. I was uncatchable back then. I looked back. I said, man, he's still here. And I just went on and just dropped it down in nitro.
It was gone.
Put that black on him.
Head back.
You know how fast you are?
Duh.
When you're scared, you like
that adrenaline. Duh. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
I put that black speed on him that he hadn't seen. Sound like an Indy car.
That Usain boat.
Yeah, that was it. And he yelled at me, don't ever come back in this store again. Oh, it'll be years, partner. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And when I did go back and May Company, I had a beard and everything. I was grown.
Yeah. When you went back in.
Oh, you look disguised.
All right. All right, nephew. What's this Run That Prank Back?
Run it back. Condom cleaners is what this is. Condom cleaners. Oh, we've all done it before. We dropped
something. No, we all haven't.
Man. Don't nobody ever want to tell the truth. Condom cleaners. Here it is.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tamika. Tamika,
this is she.
How you doing? I'm Brad from Quality Cleaners. I'm the manager over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, did you bring some clothes in this morning?
No, I didn't bring anything in to you this morning.
Okay. Well, listen, we got an order that was dropped off this morning here. It's a couple suits, some business shirts, and a few other things, but there's actually been some articles actually left in the clothing. So
my husband probably brought that down.
Okay.
He dropped it off this morning?
It was dropped off like around 7 this morning, but it's like about $100 cash in the pocket. There's a couple business cards. There's a cuff link here. I looked all over. There's only one cuff link, and then there's two condoms in here. So I wanted to see if you guys wanted me to put this in a plastic bag or something and have it for you.
Can you repeat what was left in there again?
Well, like I said, we got it's like right at 100, maybe 105 bucks of cash. There's a business card from an insurance company. There's another business card. This is
What else was left?
Right. I'm trying to tell you about all the business cards.
I'm not interested in the business card because you said something else.
Okay, no, there's a cuff link that we can't find the other cuff link.
What else is in his pocket?
Like I said, you got $100 in here. There's some.
No. You had said something to me.
There's business cards. There's an insurance card.
Business cards. You said something else.
A cuff link, ma'am. There's a cuff link in here that we can.
Said something else.
Okay. There's two condoms in here. Hello?
What the did you say?
Like I said, there's $100 in here. There's some business.
Did you say there was some condoms in there?
There's two. There's two extra large condoms in here. Hello?
So, I'm here. I'm just trying to digest all the stuff that you had just said that was in my husband's pocket. Now, are you sure that this is my husband, Chris? Chris?
Well, it has. Maybe you know the items, ma'am. There's a gray suit. There's also a solid blue suit. That sounds
familiar, but I'm not understanding what you're trying to tell me that was condoms.
The phone number this is the number we have on file. What number is this?
This is our house number.
Okay.
I just don't believe, you know, what you're telling me because we just celebrated our anniversary last week, and this is.
What's wrong, man?
What's wrong? Well, first of all, we married and we never used condoms. And then you up there calling me talking about he got condoms left in his suit coat pocket. I know he ain't cheating on me.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, you know, they could have been there.
Well, why he would have condoms in his pocket? That just don't make any damn sense. If we marry and we don't use condoms, then why the would he have condoms in his pocket?
I don't know, ma'am. You'd have to talk to Chris about that one.
Wait a minute. I wanted to know, did you clean anything yet? Did you clean the suit?
No, we haven't cleaned it. I just started sorting stuff.
I don't want you to clean them things. And all those articles that you said, I want you to put it. I want you to put everything, including them damn condoms. I want you to put it in the bag. I want you to put it in the bag. Don't clean nothing, because I'm going to come up there and I'm going to pick everything up.
Okay. I mean, I'll be here all day. Like I said, my name is Brad, and I'll be here if you want me to. Put them to the side, I won't clean them. I'll just put them to the side and I'll leave them in the same laundry bag he had when he dropped them off.
I'm gonna Chris up. I don't believe this. I done gave this all the good years of my life, and he gonna turn around and cheat on me. You make sure you don't clean up thing, cause I'm gonna CSI all that my damn self. You put all that in the bag. I'm gonna call my job and let them know I'm not coming in today.
Slow down. I don't want you to get too hysterical. I mean, you know, you're getting a little irate. Are you okay?
I'm going to be all right. I am going to be all right. When I get up there, Chris is going to get up. That's all I got to say. You make sure you have all that stuff not clean. I don't want you to clean it. I want you to put all that other that you said that you found in his pocket. You put all that in the bag. Because Chris is, I don't know who he think he's with.
Okay, Miss Tamika, would you like for me to call Chris?
Look, Bobby, I don't want you to
no,
call
no, no,
Chris.
Man, wait. My name's Brad. I'm Brad.
I don't give a damn what your name is, sir. I really don't, okay? Because Chris is going to get up. You just put everything in the bag, sir, like I had asked you to. I am on my way down there, and Chris, no, this ain't going down this way. We just renewed our vows. And matter of fact, them condoms come in threes, and you up there talking about there's two left? What the I'm not understanding. I know how to do my math, okay? Chris is going to get when he get home tonight.
Here's something else in the pocket, too. There's a note in here.
A note? What does it say?
Okay, man, I you know what? This has gotten way out of hand. I don't want to.
Then you need to quit telling me every that's in the pocket. Would you read that to me? Matter of fact, I want that in the bag, too.
Okay.
The more evidence I have, the better off it's going to be for me. Because I'm going to kiss up.
nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, your husband Chris, got me to prank phone call you.
What the f***? Oh, my God. Chris was going to die tonight. We was going to have a barbecue in his honor. Do you hear me, Tommy? Do you hear me? Oh, my God, Chris. I don't believe this is to me. Already out. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Tommy.
Hey, baby, let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Republican Senator Bob Corker suggested that President Trump leave it to the professionals for a while and called him utterly untruthful. Trump's reply came via Twitter in not one, but five tweets. This is the president of the United States now. Five tweets.
He's so petty.
I know. Among other things, Trump called Corker incompetent. Corker also replied via Twitter. Same untruths from an utterly untruthful president, he wrote. Hashtag alert the daycare staff. Also, Senator Jeff Flake, one of Donald Trump's loudest Republican critics, announced that he's retiring at the end of his term. That'll be in, January? He'll leave office January 2019. So he'll still be there for 14 more months. Anyway, as for his reasons, Flake said that reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused as telling it like it is. He argued that the nation should not accept that conduct of some in the executive branch is normal. Flake said he deeply regrets the current tone of American politics and condemned what he called a flagrant assault on truth and decency. Trump responded and tweeted, "The reason Flake and Bob Corker dropped out of the Senate race is very simple. They had zero chance of being elected. Now act so hurt and wounded."
He just can't let, he just cannot resist tweeting.
Yeah, but Corker said he had a great chance of winning.
They got tired of him.
It's true what they say about Flake, but Corker said, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have incident with the truth and Donald Trump and how he's acting as president.
They done got tired.
The Republicans are fed up.
The Republicans have got tired.
Yeah. They're saying more are going to come forth.
Pretty sure.
And they're saying if it was an election year next year, a lot more would.
Midterm elections.
Yeah. Then Donald Trump tweeted back, "They don't like me, but I got a standing O at the lunch yesterday."
How many people was that?
That's crazy.
I know.
It wasn't nobody but the senators.
I know.
The House don't care.
It What's was the Republican senators. They meet or House, whatever it was.
Yeah, they meet. Yeah.
And he walked in. He got standing on.
Right. And then when he left,
I got standing on yesterday.
Yeah, they like me.
From
they
the
like
people
me.
Who had to clap for me.
Right. My party. My people.
Okay. Yeah. Don't stand your ass up.
See what
happens. See
happened.
What happens. I just wow.
It's like doing the presidential speech when he wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch everybody on his side stand and clap, and the other side just sit there.
Yeah, stoic. Yeah.
Oh man, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's some ignorant mess right there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Half the house stand, and the other half sit.
The exact other half.
Down the
I said,
line.
Man,
but
down the line.
Yeah.
If this y'all crazy, ain't though. But a bunch of.
I don't understand.
Say it.
I don't understand.
I really it's just, understand he's just, you know, he's just a petty person. He likes to fight. He cannot let anything go. I don't care
Who
how
wants
small.
Who a petty president, though?
That's what you have. Okay. That, you may not want that, but that's what.
Okay,
that's
can a, I give you
that?
An analogy?
Yeah.
Can I give you guys an analogy that you can all relate to?
Mm-hmm.
Our president's problem is he has to have control. And he has to have the credit. He got to have the last word, and he has to feel as though he's winning, even if he ain't. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
How did his black ass get to be president?
What?
You heard.
Have you,
that might
have
be inside philosophy, but how is his black ass president?
That's
and
so
where
inside.
Where the hell he get hair from?
That is so inside. All right, Steve.
Where did he get hair from?
Can we please go to Miss Ann?
Oh,
she's waiting.
How in the world did he meet that white girl?
Let's go to Miss Ann.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, our very own talented news voice of fact, reason, and truth, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, President Trump says he's going to release thousands of classified documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy today. A 1992 law, it's a 1992 law called the John F. Kennedy Records Collection Act, requires more than 3,000 previously classified documents be made public by that law's 25th anniversary, which is today. Okay. You may remember, by the way, that during his campaign for the presidency, Trump made an unfounded claim that the father of a rival, Ted Cruz, was associated with assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. I guess we'll see if that is true or fake news. Yet another prominent Republican, yes, says he will not run for re-election. This time it's the Speaker of the Texas State House, Joe Strauss. However, Strauss, who's a moderate, says he will, quote, continue to work for a Republican Party that tries to bring Texans together instead of pulling us apart. Strauss's retirement now comes on the heels of similar ones by two Republican U.S. senators who blast the president as a divisive man who's leading the GOP astray. One of them, conservative Senator Jeff Flake, puts it like this.
We were not made great as a country by indulging in or even exalting our worst impulses, turning against ourselves, glorifying in the things that divide us, and calling fake things true and true things fake.
However, the president insists that people just have the wrong impression of him.
I think the press makes me more uncivil than I am. You know, people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
That last part of the statement possibly referring to a recent NBC report that said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson privately called the president a moron. Listen to this. The NAACP is warning black people to be careful when flying on American Airlines. The civil rights organization has issued an advisory saying it has noticed a pattern of disturbing incidents reported by African-American passengers specific to American Airlines. Officials say the incidents suggest a corporate culture of racist disrespect, possible racial bias. The NAACP going further, recounting behavior it says cannot be dismissed as normal or random. A spokesman for American Airlines say they are disappointed to learn of the advisory. Sad news, a pioneer in rock and roll has died. Fats Domino, one of the most influential musicians of the 50s and 60s, has died at age 89. Fats Domino, born Antoine Domino Jr. in New Orleans, reportedly to Haitian parents. 20 minutes after the hour comes Eugene the Butterfly. Stay tuned, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go. Introduce the butterfly. And Steve, introduce him so he can do his segment.
Eugene.
That's it, Butterfly. Right. Let's take it and run.
All right, don't worry about it. Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Jr.
Hey, Butterfly. Butterfly.
Hey, Eugene. Yeah.
Morning, Butterfly. Okay. Flap on. Flap on, brother.
So I need you all to help. Hey, Junior. I need you all to help. I am working on my Halloween costume, and I want you to help me pick out. I got like four or five. I need you to help me with my suggestions. Could you do that for me today? That's going to be Okay, good. So,
that would be fun.
One could be me and Junior as Batman and Robin.
Wait a minute, man. How I get involved in your costume?
And who is who? Who's Batman? Who's Robin?
Now, we would have to make a decision on that. Junior, you want to be Batman or Robin?
Coin toss.
I'm not going to be neither.
Anyway.
Junior.
So we could be, it could be Junior or Batman or Robin. Now, here's the one. I want to be a pink transformer.
Oh. A pink transformer.
Former.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
A pink one. Mm-hmm. Quick. From Harlem Nights.
That's Eddie Murphy's character, right?
Uh-huh. I want to be quick from Harlem Nights.
Oh, I like
with
that.
The hat on and stuff. That was he was fly.
Yeah.
Okay. Pregnant Beyonce when she did the photo shoot. She was gorgeous. How was that?
Be pregnant Beyonce.
Okay.
With the twins. Her recent pregnancy.
Your ass can't be no pregnant Beyonce. Now, we're going to stop this right here. That's damn ridiculous.
Muscles in
nobody wants to see you pregnant. Because you done tied your shirt in a knot with your fat gut. You think you're going to be Beyonce pregnant. Man,
no, I'm going to put the prosthetic thing on. It looks like you're pregnant. You know, it's going to be, it's gonna
going
to really, really.
Yeah, it's just a
all the way out. That.
You don't need it. You,
tie your shirt in a knot. You have a gut.
You 7 months right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That, I'm not going to do that.
Do you,
how about a Playboy bunny?
In honor of Hugh Hefner.
R.I.P.
Exactly. Rest in peace, okay. Hugh Hefner. What do you think? A Playboy bunny?
Okay.
I have to ask the fellas, because, you know, they like the Playboy bunny. What do you think? Dog, a Playboy
dog,
bunny?
You can't be a Playboy. You're not
How you
cute.
Gonna be?
No, you're just going to be a fat-ass rabbit, basically.
don't. Come on now.
Not really. That's what you gonna be, Eugene.
Oh, God. Guys,
I got
nice.
A good one, man. Why don't you come as Elmer Fudd?
That's not something good to be.
Hunting Wabbit.
You can do that.
He can't, so, say W's either.
Yeah.
What do y'all
That's
like after
Tommy.
All I've chosen?
That's
which one?
I love Batman
ahead,
and Robin. I love Batman and Robin. Yeah.
So it's
Why
me and you,
do the
then,
pink
Junior.
Transformer.
Huh?
Pink Transformer.
No, pink Transformer or Batman or Rabbit. One of those two. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. But we have to go. So thank you, Butterfly. We come back from the break at 34 after the hour. Steve's going to tell us a story about $800 and love. You don't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Man, I sent some clothes to the cleaners the other day. I hadn't worn these jeans, man, in got to be 3 years at least.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So
the pants came back from the cleaners, had $500 in the pocket, folded up.
What?
Ironed and everything.
What? Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. If I'd have been working there years ago and got that $500, I'd have quit that day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm rich. Oh, yeah. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm a millionaire.
I got $800 one time for a car accident. And boy, you couldn't talk to me. I had $875.
Wow.
Thinking of everything I was going to get.
Yeah. What?
God.
Like what?
Oh, man, I went straight down to Rose and Bloom.
To where?
What is that?
Rose and Bloom down in Cleveland, man. Bought me 3 or 4 Bly knits. Bought me 3 pair of platforms from Flag Brothers. They had a sale on that. It was $14. A black pair of pants and a gray pair of pants where I could wear all the knit sweaters with them.
Oh, okay.
Boy, you couldn't talk to me. You couldn't tell me nothing.
He was so good.
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Did you get to date who you wanted to date looking so good?
Y'all, but you know what, man? Patricia Riley.
Uh-huh.
Patricia Riley.
Patricia Riley.
Uh-huh.
Lord Jesus. Wouldn't give me the time.
I thought you were going to say. Yes. But with all your new clothes and stuff?
No. Oh. She was nice to me, but no further. She was never mean to me. She was nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice girl. I didn't really get at her, though, until we went to the prom. And I had went through the prom with the wrong girl. But I still didn't have a prom date 2 weeks before because I was scared to ask the girl I wanted to because I thought she was going to tell me no.
Aww.
I was right. She went with somebody else.
So what happened with the girl you took? You said you took
the wrong
girl.
I took her. She was just dry. She fell asleep at the prom. And
was she dry or were you boring?
No, Steve Harvey was never boring.
Okay.
No, she wasn't. Her brother told me, Steve, don't take my sister. She ain't no fun.
Dang. Ugh. Boy, was he right.
Biggest day of my life, just gone, shot. Then the next day we went to the senior picnic.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Cedar Point Amusement Park.
Uh-huh.
And we was on the train ride going around. She on one end of the seat, you could have put 4 people between us. I was just looking off at the gate, and then I saw Patricia Riley leaning against a chain link fence.
By herself?
Sipping a drink. She was by herself.
Mm-hmm.
She said, hey, Broderick. I said, hey. She said, you by yourself? I looked over there. I said, yep. She said, I'm by myself. You want to ride together?
Aww.
I jumped off the train while it was moving. Climbed an 8-foot chain link fence.
What?
Because I was hood. I knew how to climb fence.
Uh-huh.
And was on the other side of the fence with Patricia Riley. Finest chick I'd ever seen. Spent the whole day with her at the park. We held hands. I spent every dime I had on her ass, too. Cotton candy. Funnel cake.
Oh, yeah.
I love funnel cake. I ain't never liked funnel cake. Had funnel cake powder all around this big ass lip.
I don't like cotton candy.
Ugh. Man, we was holding hands, man. Kissing on the little ride. God, I had a great time. Park closed at night. They had the fireworks show. I went to the car. That dry heifer was leaning on the car waiting on me.
Oh, the dry one was?
Yeah, she was at the car. She couldn't
go home.
What'd
she say, Steve?
Nothing.
Oh, you just gonna leave me like that?
You kicked it
with somebody else?
You kicked it at the park with somebody else?
This was once in a lifetime.
Okay, hold on. Did you get to kiss the girl you kicked it with?
Patricia Riley.
Patricia.
Yeah, all day at the park.
He said they were holding hands.
We're on the rides kissing. I'm trying to stay on the ride.
Okay, so wait, hold on. You had to drive this girl back home?
2 hours.
What was that conversation like?
Wasn't no conversation.
Wow.
She ain't talking to prom and after prom. I figured she ain't like talking. And I had no skills with women back then. I didn't know how to fix nothing. Okay, you quiet, I'm quiet.
All right, well,
what have we learned?
We have learned.
I don't know. I don't really know if that's a learnable story.
I learned not to go 2 hours with his ass anywhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it'll be time for today's Strawberry Letter. You don't want to miss that. But first, it's time for the nephew's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Aqua Boogie. Aqua Boogie. If you've never heard it before, you want to hear it now. Aqua Boogie.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Quincy, please.
This is.
Hey, how are you? My name is Maurice. Maurice calling you from the power company. How you doing today?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, listen, we're doing some testing in your neighborhood. We're trying to make sure we don't have to actually shut the power down out there. And we're calling around to quite a few people in your neighborhood, running some tests on individual homes and making sure the electricity is running correctly. Can I get you to do a few things for me and see if the quicker we get through with this, sir, and it's a possibility we won't have to turn your power off at all. I know you don't want us to have to come out and turn power off and you got stuff in your refrigerator that can spoil and things like that. So we want to try to get this done, and hopefully the power with the test that we run, it'll run correctly and we won't have to do anything, okay?
I don't know nothing about no electricity, though, you know what I'm saying? So
No, I understand that. Don't worry about that.
All right.
Here's what I need you to do. Now, how big is your house? How many bedrooms you got?
Four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms. Now, you have upstairs, downstairs?
It's two-story.
Okay. All right. So here's what we need to do. If you can...
This ain't going to take long, though, right? I got it because I'm in a hurry, man. I ain't going to have a lot of time.
No. This won't take long at all, sir. Can I get you to take your breaker and shut down everything upstairs, and we're going to run a test on the stuff downstairs right now? It'll be real quick.
All right. Just shut everything off?
I want you to keep the downstairs open and keep that so we can run our test on this thing.
All right. Everything's shut. Everything's down.
Okay, you turned off
everything.
Upstairs.
I just turned off all the switches.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to turn on your television and then turn it off.
Downstairs?
Downstairs. How many TVs you got downstairs?
I got 2 TVs downstairs.
Let's turn them both on.
Hang on. Just turn them on?
Yeah, just turn them on. You got them on?
I got one on. Hang on.
Let's try to turn that other one on.
All right, they both on.
Okay, now you got a microwave in your kitchen?
Yeah, I got a microwave.
Okay, turn that on.
It's already on, man. I can see the lights on. It's got the clock on it.
That's got that double atron thing that's going through there. It's a whole different type of current. I just want
to
make
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, but I got to get to work, man. So the microwave's on. It's running.
No. I want you to actually turn it on. I want you to actually push like a minute or two on that thing.
What's
that
got to do with anything, man? Come on now. I mean, what I got to do?
No, this is a test, sir. What I don't want to have to do is come out there and turn your power off. And I don't want to do that. You got a lot of food in your fridge, I'm sure, right?
All right. Hey, look, it's on. Microwave's on. TV's on.
Okay. Now, open your refrigerator.
Work, man. The electricity works downstairs.
Okay, but listen, I know, but what we got to do is we got to make sure that this stuff isn't overpowered. Now, can you open your refrigerator?
Yeah, man.
Do you see the button that actually has, I mean, well, you can push it and the light will go out? You know what I'm talking about?
Come on, man. You ain't got nobody to just be able to check something outside, man. I mean, I'm in the fridge.
I understand, but push that button 5 times for me and see what it does.
The light button?
Yeah, push that light button 5 times.
Come on, man.
All right, did it go off and on every time?
Yeah, it's off and on, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the refrigerator. The refrigerator's plugged in, man.
Okay, now here's what I want you to do. Right there, if you're in the kitchen, turn your sink on for me.
Turn the sink on. What they got to do with electricity, man?
Well, see, that's a nitro current. That's a nitro current. You wouldn't understand that, but I need you to turn that on for me, too. Just turn it on full blast. Got it on?
I got it on.
Okay, now go in your master bedroom.
I can turn it off?
No, let that water run. Go in your master bedroom and go in the bath for me. I appreciate you helping me out on this,
man. Man, come on, man.
Quincy, I appreciate you.
I'm in a hurry. I mean, everything's working. I'm in the bath. What's up?
Okay. Flush that toilet for me, Quincy.
Say what?
Flush that toilet for me.
Flush the toilet?
Yeah, flush that toilet.
It ain't even electrical.
What it is, it's an aqua boogie.
Man, look, you need to get somebody. I'm gonna flush the toilet. It ain't no electrical plugs or nothing in this area, man.
Right, I understand that. You don't see what it is? This is an aqua boogie current that flows through that water. Flush that thing for me one time. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right.
Toilet works, man. You ain't got nobody in the area that could come out here and just check this out, man.
Quincy, I'm trying my best not to come out and turn your power off. And I know you got somewhere to go.
Why you gonna turn my power off, man? You supposed to be making sure the power stay on.
Right, I understand that. Now, Quincy, do you have a blender?
Yeah, I got a blender, man. I got a blender, I got a TV, I got a refrigerator, and they all work. The toilet works, everything works.
All right, what I want you to do is get this blender, and we'll just throw you a few cubes of ice or something in there and turn that thing on for me.
Come on, man.
We're almost done.
I got to get to work, man.
Just work with me, Quincy. I appreciate it, man.
This is just a blender. Come on, man. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, that's that isometric current.
Electricity work in this house, man. You need to check the next house.
You don't have no problems with no smoothies or nothing in that thing, do you?
You serious? Man, what the hell that got to do with anything, man? I got to get to work.
I understand.
Listen.
Gonna
be a minute, man. This is going too far.
Okay.
Have somebody come out here or do this because I need to get to my job.
And I understand that.
Well, I could just call and have people go through the damn house playing scavenger hunt. I got to get to work.
Okay, now listen, Quincy, one last thing. Are you able to shut that breaker, put that breaker back on, and then shut off downstairs and then go upstairs and check some stuff for me?
Shut off what?
Shut off the breaker downstairs. Go ahead and turn it
off. I'm not shutting off no breaker downstairs. I shut off the one upstairs. We done turned on every damn thing down here. You didn't have me. I got the blender. I done turned on the microwave, the refrigerator. Come on, man. Flushing the toilets and I got to get to work.
Quincy, I need you to lose this attitude you got.
I need you to get somebody down here to do this. My electricity in my house works. It worked for you. Call me. The only thing that ain't work is my ain't at work because I'm here doing this bull playing off and on. Get somebody in here. This work.
Now, don't piss me off and make me turn it all the way off.
Piss you off. My work. And when I get back from work, my still should be on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Quincy.
It better be the last thing.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Gail.
Gail better be in a witness protection program, man. Let me turn this water off, man. You got me.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's got to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And Tommy, you call me again, they going to be the show used to have Tommy on.
What you think, Shirley? Mama would have been proud?
Oh, yeah, you know she loves that one. My mom, that was her favorite. It really was.
That's funny.
And how she
I mean, I got him turning on and off everything in the house.
Yeah.
Blender, everything. Flush
love
that toilet. What you see, mm-hmm. That's that aqua boogie current right there. We got a lot going on around
made
here.
Made up stuff.
I know.
I mean, all over the house.
Keep it stupid, baby.
Hey, you haven't mentioned the play. How's the play going?
The play is good. You know, mm-hmm. we down because we didn't get to do Houston. We're supposed
That's
to do Houston
right.
this week.
That's mm-hmm. it.
And we'll be back next week, boss.
Oh, you just down. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of the flooding in Houston,
okay.
It flooded the theater.
Venue.
Yeah.
It flooded the whole uh-huh. theater.
This exact same thing happened with Papa Ray.
Shut up,
the venue flooded?
No, hell no, Junior. This been up way, way longer than Papa Ray.
I'm talking about when it ended, the same thing. They told us the
Junior's
same thing.
It's a mess.
But Tommy... I mean, I think Steve made a great suggestion a couple of weeks ago when he said, now is the time to bring Papa Ray back.
You think?
It since is, man. It was a good play, man.
Yeah, it really was. Since you've had good success with this play, people know you mm-hmm. now.
They didn't know me before.
Uh-uh.
So.
Nah.
Not like now.
Yeah, shut up, know. Junior.
Not okay. like now when you come out on the stage and, you
yeah,
know, you're getting standing
no.
O's like Donald Trump.
Man, 3 years ago, who was you?
Wait, no, nobody can tell
me no good. Y'all ain't no good, man.
Not, don't he?
And you could be president, though, because you're so petty. You could be president.
Listen, you think he's going to let it go?
Oh, man.
We'll talk about it after this, guys. We'll be back. I mean, I think
sounds like we're not sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like it ain't going to happen, huh?
Oh, well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up next, today's crazy strawberry letter. You do not want to miss it. But first, did you see the Miami Dolphins signed a backup quarterback and it wasn't Colin Kaepernick? Do you guys see that?
Man, that's a
they keep
never
doing
heard
it.
Of the guy.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
Who
and
is
if, you, if you've never heard of him, Junior.
I don't know who he is.
I don't know.
What's his
I don't
name?
Know. What's his it's name?
Junior Dave Davis. Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we someone you know. Wouldn't, you, yeah. All right, hey, well, man. Anyway, speaking of Kaepernick, what were you going to say, Tommy?
Green Bay the same way. Green Bay need a quarterback because they quarterback down. Aaron Rodgers.
Well, y'all quit jumping around the damn Browns. Because don't nobody need a quarterback more than us.
Well, Miami's quarterback backup is David Fales.
Yes. Yeah, don't know that's who he is.
That's
who
they
is that?
Sign.
Oh,
it's not the name. Colin Kaepernick, okay? And speaking of Colin Kaepernick, he will remain silent no more. This is according to a report in Pro Football Talk. Kaepernick, of course, is responsible for starting the whole national anthem protests in the NFL. He has signed a $1 million book deal with Random House, and congratulations. Wow. And perhaps because of his role in starting the protest, Kaepernick remains without a job this season. He's since filed a grievance against the NFL, alleging the owners colluded to keep him out of the league. He's been busy with his Know Your Rights campaign, which raises awareness about interacting with law enforcement and self-empowerment. Kaepernick has also donated $1 million over the past year to various social justice causes. So there
you
go. He's
going to need all that money.
Maybe he'll win his case, Steve.
Yeah, against the NFL.
That's going
to
be very
It's hard to prove, though, I'm
well,
sure.
Well, yeah, it is hard to prove. And then he got to wait till they give him the money. I understand the book deal because, you know, it's going to bring some income, but the signing bonus is probably what he needs. But I don't know, man. I don't know. This is just a mess for this kid,
it
for this
really
young
is.
Man.
It really
because
is.
Because what he did was the right thing, and he is being blackballed. How won't nobody call him?
And they keep hiring quarterbacks. How is he out of the running? How are they? How do
you
they keep
seen
overlooking
the Browns
him?
Play?
He back on Cleveland. He ain't gonna let this go.
He'll never.
He not gonna let
Why
this go.
Why our ass ain't called him? This boy is out in Miami. I think he played high school football.
Yeah, I mean, it's, to me, that's proof right there. They keep overlooking him.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. And social media is erupting and going off about this recent thing in Miami. Like, why won't you guys hire Colin Kaepernick? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seems like this is proving his case, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm. Yeah. I mean, you'd rather hire. Yeah. It's crazy. You
think? I'm willing to go to court with Kaepernick and testify against the Browns. In this
as a witness, you going?
Yeah, I'll go in for Kaepernick and testify against the Cleveland Browns.
And you prove that the Cleveland Browns was in collusion.
I can prove that they need a quarterback right off.
The defense called Steve Harvey.
do you swear? Yes, I do. Mr. Harvey, explain your position. We 0-6. We ain't won a damn game. Why is he not on our team? Thank y'all for having me.
All right, Tommy. Let's go to the letter.
The witness is excused.
Yeah.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Subject of this strawberry letter today is no sex in relationship. Steve and Shirley, I have a big problem. I'm a 31-year-old woman, and my man is 36. We both have never been married and have no children. I've been with my man for a little over a year, and our sex life sucks. When we first started dating, it was on and popping. We fell in love instantly. We couldn't get enough of each other, making love 2 times a day. In the first 4 months of us dating, we both gained 30 pounds. I understand that men are physical, and he did tell me that he doesn't find me as attractive as he used to. To me, I didn't care because I fell in love with him. I'm a very physical person, and I have expressed to him that I need to have sex. We have fun together, going out of town, dinner concerts, but no sex. We have had sex 4 times. I've tried to break up with him several times, but he keeps telling me that things will be different. We would have sex that one night and back to the same old, same old. Back to the same old, same. He says that once we both lose the weight, things will be back. For some strange reason, I don't think he's cheating on me. The no sex sign is there, but my gut is saying no. He told me that he wants to marry me. I can't keep going on like this. I'm getting tired of this no intimacy. I have thought about cheating on him, but it is just not me. What should I do? He's a great guy. My friends and family love him. I love him. But I think if this continues, I will cheat on him and destroy everything. Signed, Need Help. Okay. Dear Need Help. You know what? As shallow as it may sound, as it may be to us sometimes, ladies, you know, we know that men are visual creatures. We know that. And physical appearance has changed. Your physical appearance has changed, my sister. You know, you might still be the same person he fell in love with and all that, but you don't look like her anymore to him. And I got to encourage you at this point to lose the weight. I mean, 30 pounds can alter your appearance dramatically. He told you. I mean, he told you. These were words out of his mouth that he doesn't... Yeah, just leave it like that. He told you, you know, that he doesn't find you as attractive as he used to. And that doesn't mean he doesn't want to be with you. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like you for you. It doesn't mean any of that. But you've got to hear what he's saying to you. I mean, every woman wants her man to find her sexy and attractive. And what you're doing now is not working for you. So if you want to keep him and keep him interested in you, you need to change some things to get the results you want. Okay, this is about you changing. All right, and at the rate you're going, you know, 4 months you gain 30 pounds. Every 4 months, if you gain 30 pounds, I mean, come on now. You don't want to do that, okay? So please, I got to ask you to lose the weight. Do it for yourself, for your health. Do it for your sex life. Trust me, I know it's hard, okay? I know it's hard. But if you want this man to still want you and to bring your sexy back and all that, you've got to step up your game. And that is just the bottom line. And, you know, what is cheating going to solve? You know, I just say work on the relationship you have with him right now if that's what you want. And it sounds like you do. 12 minutes after, Code Cracker, you ready?
Nah, Shirley.
No code in this one?
No, it's code. Nice answer you gave.
Uh-huh.
But that ain't what's wrong.
Okay. Cute.
It was cute. Well, you're absolutely right what's wrong.
Right.
But
I know what you're saying. There's more. I know what you're saying.
So much and
more.
There's a couple of lies being told in this letter.
Oh,
I've spotted both of them. Yes.
All right,
we'll
let's
be
go.
Back.
We'll can't wait.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, just a reminder, in about 20 minutes, Sister Odell will be in the building. But come on, Steve. Yeah. Let's go with part two of today's Strawberry Letter.
No sex in the relationship.
You mad about it?
Come on now. Well, ain't we sad about nothing? Well, see, Need Help. Really, you don't need help. You need to quit eating. That's what you really need to do. You and your fat man need to quit eating.
Uncle Steve.
Both of y'all didn't realize it. What?
You're so blatant with it, bro.
Hold up. In the letter, it say Steve and Shirley. See, you know Steve. So once you ask me, I don't feel nothing. Nuh-uh. Tommy, they need to quit eating. You and your fat man. Now, you done set up here. See, here's what they have no excuses for this. She only 31 years old. He ain't but 36. And the woman has had no kids. So she blowing up for what reason? At least women who bear children, they get that baby weight. It's hard to get it off, man. They have another child. It compacts the problem. They get stuck at home. They pregnant. They laying around. It's hard to walk. They have back problems. That part. But you sitting up in here ain't bore one child. And you sitting up in there. Now, listen to this right here. They first met. Their sex life was great. Had sex twice a day. Couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Mm-hmm.
4 months into dating, here's where the lie is. We both gained 30 pounds.
Then she immediately says, I understand that men are physical, and he did tell me that he doesn't find me as attractive as he used to.
Oh, my.
I told you.
In 4 months, you picked up 30 pounds, and he did too. But you ain't saying nothing about being displeasured with his weight loss, I mean with his weight gain, or him contributing to your weight gain. That's why I think this is a little one-sided lie. I think she's writing in, really, she the one that done blew up. Because homeboy done had the audacity. See, men ain't stupid. He will have the audacity to sit there and tell you he don't find you as attractive. How hurtful of a comment can you make to a woman unless you don't really care nothing about how she feel? But he trying to shock her because she done picked up 30 pounds or more. In her letter, she wants us to believe that both of us have gained 30 pounds. Well, I don't think the dude gained 30 pounds. I think it's just her, but she trying to get some help with how to handle this help. But see, no. Big girl sat up there and got on swole by her damn self. Now, she want to drag the man into it to make it look like it's a unified problem. It ain't a unified problem. It's a one-sided problem. He don't find you as attractive as he used to. You ain't said you don't find him as attractive.
Well, see? Steve, look at this line, though. Look at this line. She said we both gained 30 pounds. Then listen to this. She said, to me, I didn't care because I fell in love with him.
That's weak. That don't say nothing to me. To me, I didn't care what. Physical. She trying to say she didn't care about him gaining the weight, or she don't care about gaining the weight, or he didn't gain some weight. The man ain't gained 30 pounds. How two people have set up there and got 30 pounds? She lying. Her behind and got wide by her damn self. The man ain't wrote a letter in and asked nobody for help. The problem is her. She done picked up this weight. I got proof. I'm a very physical person, and I've expressed that to him. I need to have sex. Okay, well, little horny thing. Then she said, we have fun together, going out of town, dinner, concerts. All of that is involved around eating. All y'all doing is eating. When you go out of town, you eat. You go to dinner on the way out of town, eating up everything on the plane. You're stopping at all the fast foods. Then after the concert, you got to go to dinner again.
Thank you, Steve. You know we got to go. Join me today. Today is the day at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time for the after show Strawberry Letter live on Facebook. We will talk more about today's crazy letter, and we'll do my fresh strawberry pick of the week. We'll talk about some trending topics. But right now, let's introduce our girl from the talk. Go ahead, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Underwood.
Hey, Steve Harvey. Did you hear that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats was supposed to have chipped in on the Russian dossier that said that President Trump like a little golden shower when he get a freak on? Listen to me. I thought that cost extra, Tommy.
What?
What? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Man, listen, the Democrats, they don't invest, when they investigate everybody, they finding out everybody. Manafort seemed to be playing both sides of the street because he was the one dealing in between the Russians, the Democrats, and the Republicans. All of it is crazy as I don't know what. All of it.
The Republicans started it, right, and then Hillary took it over.
Nah, they all did it to each other. They was all shooting at each other. It was the gang that couldn't shoot straight, all did itself, while Bernie Sanders standing on the side going, I could have been your president, solved all these problems, but that ain't what you wanted. That ain't what you're trying to do. Hey, on another note, guess who named their baby Remy and they not black? Billy Joel had a baby at 65, 67, named the baby Remy. Remember when you were naming our babies Lexus and Mercedes and Cavassier?
Who named their baby Remy?
Billy Joel.
How old is Billy Joel?
65, 67 years old. Go to the Google, you'll find it out. But I ain't going to clown Billy Joel too hard because Billy Joel was the person that inducted Fats Domino into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All and right. Fats Domino done passed on and been with the Lord. And so did Benson DuBois. Robert Guillaume done passed on. Yeah. Benson DuBois, he started on soap as the butler. He didn't want to do that. He was the first black man to play in the Phantom of the Operas. And he was in a Pearly Victorious and Porgy and Bess and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he went on, and then he was the lieutenant governor, the budget director. He was all kind of things. And then the cliffhanger was he was supposed to be the governor, and they didn't say what happened because it was canceled. But back to Halloween. What y'all gonna be trick-or-treating as? What y'all going as?
We gotta go, Cheryl.
Okay. I was gonna go as myself, but they said, whoa, that's too realistic.
Man.
I'm out of sleep. Boo 5. I'm starting in Boo 5.
Ignorant.
Wow, that's scary.
Shut up, Cheryl.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update. But Steve, well, go get your girl. She's here waiting in the wings.
Don't.
Mic check. There it is. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Sister
Odell.
Good morning.
Well. Good morning, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. Happy Thursday.
How's little Tasha?
She's fine. Thank you for asking.
Good. She's still cheerleading with the white kids?
She's still cheerleading, yes, ma'am. With all
you
races.
You ain't letting them throw her too high in the air, is she?
Well, she's a base. She's not a flyer. She's too tall now.
What is the base, baby?
The base are the ones that hold up the flyer, help them get in the air.
Listen, Carly, don't let white people step on you, baby.
Yeah. She's too big. Have you seen her, Sister Odell? She's really tall.
I know she's tall. Don't let
you want her to still be a flyer?
Now, don't let white folks walk all over
you. She got to be on the base. She got to be on the base.
I don't want to be one of those cheer moms, Sister Odell, that kind of, you know, causes
Well,
drama.
Sometimes you got to go in whooping ass for your child. just a word of, you know, encouragement. I want her to stay in the programs, but, you know. I saw her dancing. She just as good as she want to be.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Just, you know, when they ain't making the pyramids, you know, I don't like her down at the bottom.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll see what we can do, but I just
but then you know what, let us stay on the bottom, because the white kids dropping, we're gonna have to go down there and kill somebody. So just go on and leave it at that. Good morning, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, boy. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Sister Odell. I was just asking, was you a cheerleader?
Oh, yeah.
How's Kate?
My mama's fine.
Okay, wonderful. Good. Remember that while you're talking to me.
Okay,
don't worry about my pants. Hello, Shirley.
Well, hello, Sister Odell. Welcome back.
Well, it's good. What's going on with y'all today? Everything?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. For me.
Excuse me?
I was just singing along, girl. Don't you know about when the spirit hits you, you just let it use
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Let him use you.
I'm through. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, earlier we talked about Halloween, and, you know, it's coming up at the end of the month. I was just wondering if you celebrated or...
You know, I go to a couple of Halloween parties, me and a couple of girlfriends.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Do you wear a costume, Sister Odell?
Yes, I'm going, this year we're going to the cheetah.
The cheetah? What's the cheetah?
The cheetah's a strip club in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, I noticed.
We're going to two strip clubs this Halloween, Cheetah and Magic City.
On Halloween? I didn't know strip clubs and Halloween went together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going in there to save souls.
Oh, okay.
Save the souls to get off the pole.
You're going to mess up somebody's
money. Won't that interrupt what they're trying to do?
Well, I know it's going to interrupt, but we've got to save these souls. We got to get these girls off these poles.
Well, but it seemed like Halloween would be a big night to make it rain, Sister.
Yeah. Well, that's how it's going to be easier for us to get in there, because we're going to go in with our costumes on.
Oh, what is your costume?
We going in as four old hoes.
Sister Odell!
You mean Jezebel? Let's go with Jezebel.
Yes!
Oh, well, if you want to, then four old Jezebel.
So what's the
you
point?
You know
the morning show.
Well, the plan is simple. If they see us, you know, and this is what happened if you don't get down off the pole in time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, they bodies is tight. I want to talk with the one, they call her the clapper.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Got to talk to her. She slid down on the pole. And all she did, girl, is the most amazing thing I'd ever seen, though. I let her do it four times before I stopped her. she scooted up to the top of the pole and then put the pole between the crack of her cheeks and eased down with just her cheeks grabbing the pole. Oh, I never, Lord, great day in the morning.
Yes, Lord. Mm. Grab it.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah, too much.
Tommy, you really need some more Jesus in your life.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, really? Do you carry ones? How do you counsel them?
We don't take money.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Well,
no, Lord.
When do you talk to them? When do you get a chance to?
On their break, when they come backstage. We be sitting back there, you know, waiting on them.
And they freely talk to you?
You ain't got to freely, but, you know, ain't many of them girls can whoop me, so you going to sit here and listen. Ain't many of them can whoop me. I know you see fights with them on YouTubes and everything, but you can't whoop Sister Odette.
Are you going to get on the pole?
I don't have to get on top. You know what you need to do? You need to stay over there in your little segment. It's what you need to do. Do your little pranks and do your jeans, and just when I'm coming on, just stay out the way. It's be best for you.
Well, Sister Odell, before this gets too out of hand here, I don't know how to say this again because it's my job, Carla. I have to do it. I gotta do my job.
Okay. So do your job.
He's as I understand it, originally from New Orleans. Sister Odell, a city I'm sure you've visited many times.
Mm-hmm.
The talented, great musician, Fats Domino.
Old Fats. I knew Old Fats.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Me and Fats, his daddy and I was friends.
What was his dad's name?
Black.
Domino?
Black Domino.
Well,
because when you looked at him, you ain't see but two eyes, and he looked just like a black domino.
Okay, well, I have some news to tell you.
When we come back,
about
all
when we
right,
come
news,
back,
please,
yes.
There ain't no problem.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Know your characters, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Odell is still
Tommy
with us.
Tommy gets mad when I guess he is wrong.
I know.
I'm Steve, but you know.
Yes.
Shirley, I want you to think about this. Before you talk to Sister Odell.
Well,
I don't want you upsetting her.
Well, what is it we was talking about? You said something about Fast Domino, and then I told you I know his daddy, Black Domino, and the reason we call him Black Domino, because he just looked like, when he was so black, he just had two dots on him. He just looked like a Black Domino. That's what we call him Black Domino for.
Okay, well, this is not about
that was before VD came out. We called him FD.
Oh, okay.
What?
Fast Domino. Okay, well, you know, Sister Odell, it is my job to bring this. I don't like to, but I'm just going to have to tell you that Mr. Fats Domino passed away.
Sit down. Just sit down, Sister Odell. Just have a seat.
What did she say, Carl?
She said Fats Domino has passed away, Sister Odell.
Just saw him last week, can't be.
Uh-oh.
Yes, saw him last week.
Where?
That ain't your business. What?
Folks are grieving.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're listening. Yes, ma'am.
Say it again.
Well, Fats Domino, a rock and roll legend, passed away. He was 89, Sister Odell. One of the most influential musicians in early rock and roll.
Yeah, just a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! Wow.
See, this is what I have to tell her, though.
Sure, no, I just have to tell her.
Junior, help her.
I can't.
Help us.
We just not gonna tell her though.
She can't take too much more of this. I know her heart can't handle all this.
Yeah,
she gurgling.
Every time I call it in this book, I help her out.
Why I gotta be all that?
Because you is. That's what you is. You just gonna be me.
Take it easy, Sister Odell. Catch your breath.
Sister Odell, if you would.
Fast go.
You had the good life, though, Sister Odell. Yeah.
If she had learned this in the street, she'd be mad at me for not telling her. Can't win.
Sure. With her. I don't know.
Wait, was
Tommy,
they married?
You just gonna sit there and let her holler? You're not gonna
was
give her no
water? Was her married?
Water.
I can't.
Was she gonna give a fan
Tommy,
or
give
nothing?
Her some water, Tommy.
Ooh, her. Get something.
Sister Odell.
Sister Odell?
I can't hold her when she does it. Why is she what? Swinging?
Oh, Lord.
She be swinging. That's what I'm saying.
Sister Odell.
What? What happened?
What was that?
Is she okay?
Are you choking?
Do we need to call Red Cross?
I'm so sorry.
Need a Heimlich.
Should we call a doctor? Should we call Bob?
I'm fine.
Just don't tell her. You're fine?
I'm fine.
Yeah, but if she finds out someplace else, she'll be mad at me. We're not telling her.
I can't stand you no way, Shell. I ain't never.
She don't even like you.
I'm just gonna keep it real.
Well, that's no way to act, Sister Odell.
That might not be no way, right? You bug out here, but you always got something to say to me.
You ask me what's happening, then if
you
I don't...
always trying to act like you the one got to bring me the news. Why don't you let Carly give me the news sometime? You just you rejoices.
No,
in
I
giving
don't.
Me these types of news. You do.
You think she...
You do. What? You get off on it.
That doesn't make sense, Sister Odell.
It ain't gotta make sense. It's what she is doing. Don't nobody never tell me nobody dead till it's you. Because you love telling me that because you want to throw me into something. That's why I can't stand your bug out here. Your man gonna leave.
What? That's low, Sister Odell. That's below.
Call it what you want to call it.
I don't think she enjoys seeing you.
Not
in
at all. Not
yes,
at
she
all.
Does, Carly. She always wants to see me in pain. That's what she does.
No,
it
I
for.
Don't. This is my
I
job,
so
Sister Odell.
It ain't your job. Who assigned you to in charge of bitch with?
Oh, what?
And when
oh, what?
That become a job?
Well, listen, we're going to let you go so you can, you
answer,
know,
get... You ain't got to let me go. Oh, you won't let me go now, yeah. Now that you done broke my heart.
So you can
see,
get yourself
you
together.
You want to get me off the little radio show after you done said something funky to me.
So, Mr. Odell, I'm just reporting the news.
I tell you what, Shirley. I tell you what we're going to do. Every time you tell me something.
Yes, ma'am.
That's bad news. I'm going to give you some bad news.
You're going to tell me that my husband is going to leave me?
But that
no,
can't
I ain't
be your clap
back, Sister
Odell.
I'll switch it up. It's more bad news than that.
But Sister Odell, you can't have a clap back with Shirley saying her husband's going to leave her because she's doing her job.
I did, but I'm going to tell her something else.
I didn't what? Kill him, Sister Odell.
Your girlfriend, Tracy?
Yes. Uh-huh. Ooh,
she said she ain't never speaking to you.
Wow.
Where that...
We just talked yesterday.
Put that on your hairstyle.
We just talked yesterday.
You just talked yesterday, but yes. You told me Fats was dead today. So then she told me, next time she tell you that, she gonna quit speaking to you. It's over.
So she's not friends with her girl anymore. Okay. That's her girl.
All right, well, thank you, Sister Odell, for coming by. I hope you have a
better
day.
I got some more news for you.
What? What is it?
Your car you drove up in the parking lot, gone.
Somebody what you say?
I got somebody stealing it right now.
You know, Sister Odell, if you don't have to be this way. You don't.
You didn't have to tell me that Fats was dead either.
Well, would you prefer that you not know? You don't want to know the truth?
I was doing just fine not knowing. Then here you come.
All right.
Okay,
Sister well,
Odell,
again,
you
thank
gotta
you.
Play nicely.
Yeah. Again,
you gotta be nice.
Thank you so much for stopping
she
by.
She ain't nice,
but she's
doing my job. Thank you, right. Sister Odell. Have a pleasant day if
and
you can.
And your baby said, "Don't come see the grandbaby."
We.
Yeah, he's,
we gotta go.
Yeah, he's stupid.
We have to go. Thank you so much, Sister Odell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the Astros and the L.A. Dodgers are battling it out in the World Series. Oh, it is so hot in L.A. The Stros are like, can we please go to Houston? Can we please go to Houston? It's too hot. Game three is tomorrow night in Houston at Minute Maid Park. It might rain and the high will be only 77 degrees. Wow. Yeah,
that's better than
nice,
L.A., ain't it?
Nice cool wave right there. All right. Switching gears, Carla, we didn't get any reality update today. Let's go to you for your reality update. What you got?
Let me just tell you this. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, Shirley, Steve, Tommy Jr., did some foolishness right here.
What happened?
On TV. It was a reunion show, part one, part two. Part one aired last week. Part two aired this past Monday, and it was just as stupid as part one. The co-stars on this show, these are co-castmates, I guess you would call them Zale and Mr. Ray. They were beefing. And then I guess the cast members thought that they were going to apologize. Zale was going to apologize to this guy, Mr. Ray. He acts like they're going to squash the beef, and then he goes up and hits this guy on the set. It was just horrible. The fighting, it's just ratchetry at an all-time high on this particular show. Wow. And one thing I can say for sure, Keisha Cole is really through with her ex-husband, Boobie.
Oh, really?
At the reunion show, she was on stage. It seems like she was just trying to fix him up with another woman. That's when you know.
Yeah.
You know.
It's over.
It's over. You are really through.
We're
so,
done.
You know, Boobie and Keisha Cole, you know, Keisha was on the show with us not too long ago, and she talked about her marriage and being on the show. Mm-hmm. And they have a son.
Yeah.
They have a son together.
So
and
cute.
Yeah, their comment, Keisha's comment to that situation was that she wants her son to be around somebody that she likes. Mm-hmm. So she's encouraging Boobie to get with somebody that she thinks is good for him. You know what I mean? So my question is, have you guys ever tried to fix up your ex?
Hell
no.
Somebody?
No.
Hell no. Why
no.
Would give a damn?
No. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Whatever.
Once you ex, you exed.
Yeah.
It's
you
over.
Ex, right?
You're with nobody
because,
I know.
I try not to talk to you.
Yeah, but they have a child together,
I
so
ain't
she.
All mine got kids.
But even before you got married.
I'll talk to your daughter or your son. I'm not talking to you.
What before you got married, though, Steve? Did you ever try to fix up your ex with somebody you knew it wasn't going to work out?
Mm-mm.
That's a still a no. You're shaking your head.
You know
that's still
a no.
Every now and then, I might go back. And
I wouldn't wish that.
Yeah, before you were married. Any
oh, you're
of
talking
your
about the first time?
No, before that, when you were younger.
when I was younger. No, I always continually tried to sleep with all of my exes.
There you go.
Wait,
now
what?
We on the same page. There
yeah,
we go.
You talking about back before I got married? Oh, I've always tried to continue sleeping with all my ass.
You always tried to do the go back.
Hell yeah, I wasn't fixing you.
What for? Now we ain't got to be together.
Mm. But everybody swing back though.
Check the temperature.
There you go, boy.
That's it.
Coke.
Also, if there was an opportunity, you would have got back with the ex.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Stop by.
No, see, you added too many words.
By.
Not get back with. Just get with.
Yeah. Oh, take the back out.
Yeah, yeah. So you got too many words in there.
Okay.
See, ain't nobody trying to get back with the ex. It's just get with the ex. Yeah, that's different.
Just sex with not all the drama.
Thank you. You're learning now.
Okay, so just no relationship. Okay, well, there you have it. You're all
caught up. Like,
soon
as you get through, get out of my house.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure will.
That was part of the plan.
Where are my keys at?
All right, great. Time for back-to-back jams right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Republican Senator Bob Corker suggested that President Trump leave it to the professionals for a while and called him utterly untruthful. Trump's reply came via Twitter in not one but five tweets. This is the president of the United States now. Five tweets.
So petty.
I know. Among other things, Trump called Corker incompetent. Corker also replied via Twitter. Same untruths from an utterly untruthful president, he wrote. Hashtag alert the daycare staff. Also, Senator Jeff Flake, one of Donald Trump's loudest Republican critics, announced that he's retiring at the end of his term. That'll be in, January. He'll leave office January. January 2019. So he'll still be there for 14 more months. Anyway, as for his reasons, Blake said that reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused as telling it like it is. He argued that the nation should not accept that conduct of some in the executive branch is normal. Blake said he deeply regrets the current tone of American politics and condemned what he called a flagrant assault on truth and decency. Trump responded and tweeted, "The reason Flake and Bob Corker dropped out of the Senate race is very simple. They had zero chance of being elected. Now act so hurt and wounded."
Mm. He just can't let, he just cannot resist tweeting.
Yeah, but Corker said he had a great chance of winning.
They got tired of him.
It's true what they say about Flake, but Corker said, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have incident with the truth and Donald Trump and how he's acting as president.
They done got tired.
The Republicans are fed up.
The Republicans have got tired.
Yeah. They're saying more are going to come forth.
Pretty sure.
And they're saying if it was an election year next year, a lot more would.
Midterm election.
Yeah. Then Donald Trump tweeted back, "They don't like me, but I got a standing O at the lunch yesterday."
How many people was that?
That's crazy.
I know.
It wasn't nobody but the senators.
I know.
The House don't care.
It was the Republican senators, they meet, or House, whatever it was.
Yeah, they meet. Yeah.
And he walked in, he got standing up.
Right. And then when he left,
I got standing up yesterday.
Yeah. They like me.
From
they
the
like
people
me.
Who had to clap for me.
Right. Yeah, my party, my people.
Okay. Yeah, don't stand your ass up and see what
see
happens.
See what happens.
I just, wow.
It's like doing the presidential speech when he wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch everybody on his side stand and clap, and the other side just sit there.
Yeah, stoic. Yeah.
Oh man, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's some ignorant mess right there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Half the House stand, and the other half sit.
The exact other half.
Down the line.
Said, man, but
down the line.
Yeah.
If this y'all ain't but a bunch of.
He's just a petty person. He likes to fight. He cannot let anything go. I don't care
who
how
wants
small.
A petty president, though.
That's what you have. Okay. That you may not want that, but that's this, what.
Okay.
That's
can a, I give you an analogy?
Yeah.
Can I give you guys an analogy that you can all relate to?
Mm-hmm.
Our president's problem is he has to have control. And he has to have the credit. He got to have the last word, and he has to feel as though he's winning, even if he ain't. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
How did his black ass get to be president?
What?
You heard.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with the last segment of the day. Just one more thing. Stevie Wonder shared a hope for unity and positivity Sunday at a post-race concert at the Formula One U.S. Grand Prix in Austin, Texas, then delivered a poignant political message by kneeling during his improvised performance of the national anthem. Stevie began with a call to action, saying, "I've never seen the color of my skin, nor the color of your skin. What I want you to know is that we are in a race. We here, all of us here, a race against time. So it's time for all the leaders, all the people, all of us to come together in the spirit of unity so we can move this world to a positive form." After performing hits like Superstitious, Sir Duke, Stevie finished his set with a harmonica cover of the Star-Spangled Banner. Then he took a knee during the performance, displaying solidarity with the professional athletes and other public figures who have knelt to protest institutional racism and police brutality. Time Out Austin reports that many in the audience, listen to this, many in the audience knelt as well.
You know what he said, Stevie Cole? Mm-hmm. He said, "I've never seen the color of my skin.
Yes.
And I've never seen the color of yours." That's cold.
That is so telling. Yes, yes, it is.
See, so I don't even, what y'all talking about? I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man. I can't judge you by the color of your skin because I don't see it.
So what I'm asking you is how you keep judging us by ours. I'm just asking. Because I ain't done it to nobody in my life. I ain't even seen the color of my skin. Wow.
That's like deep, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's heavy, man.
Yeah.
That is so profound to say.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stevie. Sometimes, you know, it takes something like that to bring it all into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone knelt. Took a knee.
Touching.
Yeah,
moving.
It is.
Yeah.
Thursday night football tonight, Miami Dolphins will take on the Baltimore Ravens. Miami Dolphins with their new quarterback.
Good, dog. Cleveland ain't playing. At least y'all ain't losing tonight.
Yeah, but we go.
Ouch.
Sunday, though, they play.
Yeah.
Here comes Sunday.
But it's inevitable. We will lose.
And why will we lose? Because we ain't got no quarterback.
Oh, man. I like the fact you said
that. And we passed on the boy from Clemson. And went down there, and then he whooped our ass.
Yeah, he's with the Texans.
I'm just, you know, I mean, when you do something stupid, mm-hmm. I think Myles Garrett is a great player. I think, yeah. We can rush your quarterback, but you can come eat ours alive.
Wow. So what is the solution? You think that's the only problem with the Browns is the quarterback position?
Uh-uh.
But we can solve one.
Hell no.
That's all I hear you say.
See, that was so honest right there. That was so honest of you. I love
but
it.
But let me explain something to you. You can have the greatest players all over the board. If your quarterback ain't nothing, you're not going to win.
The
quarterback touched the ball every single play. The quarterback makes a decision every single play.
Yeah, the leader, huh?
That's right.
Nobody touches it every play and makes a decision every play.
In other words, mm-hmm. Shirley, if you're a wide receiver, you run a 4-2,
uh-huh.
Run past everybody. But if your quarterback can't get you the ball,
mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
You down there by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm so glad you're our quarterback, Steve.
Yes.
You are our leader.
Yeah. The best.
Yeah.
And he has a good backup, too. He has a great backup.
And I thank Shirley for being by my side for all these years. Yeah. Thank you so much, Shirley. Yeah,
man. I'm the damn backup quarterback here. What are you talking about?
What you talking about? You ain't no quarterback. You're too stupid.
We're not. I'm the backup quarterback. Into a huddle, listen to you call a play.
You stupid. Can't say your W's nothing.
Y'all can't huddle up with me?
No.
We ain't right. What? Nobody listen to you.
Stop spitting on me.
I thought I was the backup quarterback here. What?
Tommy, yes, I don't think the problem that we're having is we can't get the team to follow you. That's the problem.
You like it.
It's Carla. That's who it is.
You like her.
She don't want to run the plays.
I'm like a coach or offensive coordinator. I'm not listening to you, the backup quarterback. You ain't running
You like
nothing.
A good water boy. You good at that.
Yeah.
He can't
I'm
say
water
it,
boy?
Though. He can't say it.
Yeah, he can't say it. Because
you
just
put the Gatorade in everybody's mouth.
You pour it over their head when they win a game.
I'm going to pour it over y'all right now is what I'm going
to do. Who said he's a backup quarterback? Man, I'm about to crash.
I'm the backup quarterback here.
Okay, Precious.
All right, man, you be the backup quarterback.
Let him be.
How you going to see over the sitters behind? You can't see y'all.
It's radio quarterback.
So, Steve.
Yes.
So, you don't think there's any chance that you guys are going to win any games this season?
Mm-mm. Nah, not this year.
No. Well, they play Minnesota Sunday.
Okay.
That's another ass whooping. Yeah. I don't see a team that we can beat.
Wow. All right, well, on that note, we got to go, guys.
Okay.
Take us home, Steve.
Have a great weekend, folks. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, it's Thursday.
And from me, too, quarterback number two. Everybody.
Nobody even know your name. What's your number? Steve, number is one. What's your number?
Two.
99.
We're out.
Turn your volume up if you're with me. I'm the Steve Harvey Man in the mall. Crack the dawn, still young. So listen to me.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.